We have all of our lovely friends here this evening. We have Reverend Master Krista with the captain and her saying hello, as well as This Fool's Life, Black Cat's Poppy, and King Dinosaur 69. Hope you are all doing well. Who loves you, baby? You're beautiful. King Dinosaur says, thanks for having me on last week, brother. Sorry for all the glitching. It happens. It's the internet. You can't. Sometimes it fucking happens. I don't remember. Well, maybe you remember. Remember when I had the one fucking job interview thing and my internet fucking glitched out. Remember when my internet would just drop like that for no reason? Yeah, it was dog shit. So it happens, dude. Thank you so much for being on the show. I think everybody loved it. I know several people who listened to the episode were excited to hear us talk about it, bought copies of the book, have been reading it. Everybody that I know that has read it has just loved it. I loved it. I still have yet to post my review on Amazon, but I will. Fantastic book. So whether you're lurking, hanging around, whatever you're doing, it's always good to have a King Dinosaur. So whatever you gotta do. And yeah, how's everybody else doing? Reverend Master, hope you're doing good. Krista, hope you're okay. It's Fool's Life, hope you're okay. It's Fool's Life got her books yesterday, so they're going to be digging in. They're going to be digging in and experience some of the fun of reading Scott's books here. So I think you're really going to like it. I think you're going to enjoy it. I'm dropping the podcast episodes of last night's shows after this show, so the Capri Sun episode will be there, and then the King Dinosaur interview right after that. So King Dinosaur, I'll also send you a link to the podcast version of that. If you want to share that out with anybody else, you'll have that there. If you want to, I mean, so many people listen to podcasts. I know some people don't. They don't, and that's fine, because like I mean, I only have like a couple that I really care to listen to, but I know a lot of people listen to them. I feel like this is the perfect show for on your way into work or on your way home in the evening. So pass it around, you know, share it around, any of those fun, fucking funny, whatever episodes. Kind of a busy weekend for me. I don't know about y'all, but Friday was fairly germane for the most part. I had to get up early Saturday because they were doing an open house here at the house. So I went and got a massage and then proceeded to ride all over the place on a bunch of motorcycle rides. Got a cool typo negative t-shirt, went to a super cool store that sold all sorts. If you have bands that you like and you can't find shirts maybe, or want to have a rare shirt, look up, whatever, let me know. That place full, all of the walls was full of the whole huge back wall of this place. There's nothing but band t-shirts. Everything from pop, rap, death metal, alternative, whatever type stuff. All sorts of horror shit in there, spooky, creepy shit. So if you're ever looking for any of that, let me know. I can always keep a look-see, do a peek in there and see if I can't see any of it. King Dinosaur loves Typo Negative. Dude, I love that band so much. I almost can't listen to it because it breaks my heart so much that there's no more new music and reminds me so much of a better time of life. But that is a band like no other. So yeah, rest in peace, Peter Steele. Did that, then rode out with a buddy. The guy I was riding with, he needed to get his forks checked. He has a leak in one of his motorcycle forks. So we looked at that, and then we drove all the way out to see this fountain that is apparently powered by a helicopter motor. Shoots water, just shoots this huge column of water up into the sky. It's really, really pretty awesome. Very nice looking place. We saw wild horses. There were wild horses off the freeway in the desert running around. Like 5, 6, 7 of them. A whole bunch of wild horses. That was awesome. So that was kind of a busy day, and it started to get really hot because it was a hot day. And apparently one of the bushings, I don't know how or where, or maybe it was either when I was getting the parts and stuff put on, but one of the bushings got loose and fell off of the windshield that I have. I noticed it was like moving. What the fuck is that? Now I get home, I'm like, well, it's because the hex bolt fell off and this thing's about ready to fall off my bike. So I have that to contend with, which is another thing I have to do that I didn't need to do because I don't need more stuff. Did they drag me away? Yes, as a matter of fact. So I'm dressed all in black. I have to hide now. But a cheers to all of the rest of you out there. Hope you, again, are all doing okay. So yeah, I did that. By the time I got home, I was just kind of fucking roasted, tired from that. Then because I'm extra crazy, I got up early Sunday to help a friend of mine move her two daughters into a new apartment. Because, as it always does, people said they were going to show up and help and then did not. And then suddenly they were all busy and one of them drank too much and one of them, so nobody was going to show up. So my crusty old ass showed up and showed them what it's like to be a real fucking power operator. So we were able to bang that out and get it done. And of course, that was the first day of the year where we broke 100 degrees. So it was 101 degrees. It was 101 degrees on Sunday when we did all that. I did get a free Arby's lunch out of it. That was my choosing, by the way. I wanted Arby's. And then we went and had some cigars and talked for a while. So did all that shit, and then again had to race home, and then I went and did grocery shopping and put all that stuff away. I have a giant mountain of laundry that I washed and dried and did not fold and put away. It is on top of my motorcycle shit tub in my other room, which is hilarious. And I'm just like, God, I don't know what it is. I'm just fucking exhausted. I think it's a combination of heat and stress and worry and everything else. Because, also, I don't know, I think maybe we shared this last week, but I am, in fact, moving. I did get that apartment approved, so I am moving. And this needs to be an aggressive period of time for this move because of another thing we'll talk about shortly. But an aggressive move, I'm moving May 3rd. So I have this week and next week, and then I have to move. This Fool's Life says, congrats. Thank you very much. And yeah, it sucks. I hate that shit. Like fucking fuckers. But we'll get back to that in a second. Actually, no, let's get back to it now. So the one girl, her boyfriend said he was going to help, right? And he couldn't. I want to make this a poll. Why couldn't he? So here's a quick little poll. We'll do a 2-minute poll. Why couldn't he? Did he hurt himself? Was he too weak? Or Twitch, you're stupid. Why couldn't he? Did he hurt himself? Was he too weak or a sissy man? Or did he have to set up a barbecue that he forgot he told a friend he was going to help them with?
Yeah,
This is a fucker is the appropriate answer. And this is funny too, because my friend, her husband, now he's like out of town, so he couldn't help anyway. He was like, well, he clearly showed her where his priorities are at. Yeah, like weak bitch. That's a pretty good one too. King Dinosaur voted the third option, but his heart says the second. It's probably a combination of the last two, to be completely honest. But even though the poll is not over, you are all correct. He had told a friend of his that he was going to help him set up a barbecue, and he forgot it was on the same day and needed to be there for several hours because apparently there are chefs and whatever and wanted to make it super good or some bullshit. I'm like, dude, it's a barbecue. You set up some card tables. You fire up some grills, you go buy a couple of cases of cheap beer and some whatever shit, and you cook some fucking hot dogs or brats or burgers or whatever the fuck. No, they were doing this gourmet, some sort of setup that they had to do. So yeah, he couldn't be there to help. So instead, yeah, I showed up and we got all that stuff done. It was mostly success. We moved almost all the furniture that we needed to. And a way overcomplicated barbecue, man. Don't overdo it. Just have some tables out and be like, dude, come over and fucking party. So, yeah, I did all that in the heat. And then it's funny because I have my own move to worry about. Doesn't matter, your girlfriend's supposed to come first. Correct. Because it wasn't even his barbecue. It wasn't even his barbecue. He had to help his friend. Apparently, they had been broken up before at some point and got back together. And best of luck to him, I guess. But if it was me, that would be a salute. Happy trails to you, because that's pretty shitty. That's pretty shitty. And talk a little bit about that later on. Yeah, maybe it was ribs and champagne. I don't know. Looking just wild though, right? Like, dude, couldn't help them move. You couldn't have came for an hour. You couldn't have came for an hour. You could have said, look, I have other shit to do, but let me come over there. I'll work like a crazy man. And no. Just couldn't do it. So, anyway, I was the only person that showed up. So, it's me, my friend, and her two daughters, and we got it done. So, yes, I now have my own move to worry about and have to go through the harrowing process now of dealing with Department of Transportation's and getting my license and registration and all that shit sorted, as well as power and internet and all that stuff. I'm like, oh my fucking God. So, we gotta do all that shit because that will be next Friday. I decided I wasn't gonna fuck around with this. So I hired movers. So I'm gonna take apart everything that I can, probably put TVs and computer stuff and whatever in my truck, and they can move everything else. So, yeah, I'm not gonna fuck around with that. It's just too much hassle and too short of a amount of time. So, yeah, it's spending more money, which I didn't really want to do, but the other reason why I'm moving this up into an aggressive time frame is because of the following. And I'll say this, if you want to post an emoji or whatever for this is fine, but I don't really want to talk about it too much. You may have seen, if you follow me either on Twitter or Instagram, that I recently posted something about needing some thoughts for some family members. What that is I have a family member that is fairly close to me, not immediate family. As I say, it's my uncle that I'm very close with. He has been diagnosed with acute myeloma leukemia. His blood platelet count was 8. They typically send you to the emergency room when you're below 14 because you're in danger of having a stroke. He's making almost no blood platelets. He was initially not feeling good. They did a test, said your platelets are way low. They put him on a course of steroids. It didn't really help. They did a bone biopsy, and that's when they discovered, oh yeah, you are in really bad shape. You are very sick. That is a rare form of said disease. It's very aggressive. Without treatment, that's potential 30 to 90 days. Sooner, possibly, rather than later. The possible long-term possibility for that is if they start on immediate treatment, there could be 5 years or more. Part of that would be if they can get a bone marrow transplant, except the best donors for bone marrow transplants are siblings, and his siblings are both older than he is. So don't really know what's going to happen. They are going to apparently start some treatments right away. They are probably going to start a combination of chemotherapy and some other potential new drugs and techniques that are on the market because, quote unquote, you kind of have nothing to lose at that point. So that's no good. That's no good at all. And so now I need to figure out how I can wrangle all of the rest of this stuff done because I need to go take a visit home. I need to take a visit home. So that's where I'm like, then I need to get into this apartment and get my shit in there ASAP and get all that fucking set and settled because we need to take some flights back. And at the risk of being morbid, see him before he's either too sick to remember who you are or potentially not here anymore. So, yeah, it's very bad. My dad is obviously very upset. My dad's very sad. He's trying to keep his spirits up. He's going to take my uncle to see some movies. And obviously, my cousins and my aunt are very sad and everything else, but that's bad news. It's really bad news. This isn't a thing that I don't think you can ever cure. Once it kind of happens, you have it. It's a matter of treating it and then keeping it at bay and stabilized. So, not good. Not good at all. So that is yet another thing just to contend with. It's rockets keep coming, man. Oh, Keen Dinosaur says, damn, this is hitting hard so much of this right now. I don't know, man. The only possible positive piece of this is that they think this has only really been in his system for about 3 weeks. It apparently comes on very quick and is very aggressive. So apparently, given that they caught it relatively early, there is some good potential there. So that's what's going on in the neighborhood. It's so as Reverend Master says, yes, when it rains, it pours. And right now it's about pouring rain because yeah, between work and move and shit I have going on and that, it's just holy shit. So here's a not cheers to that, but a drink for the sake of kind of needing a drink. So yeah, it's a big ugh. Krista sent prayers and good vibes. Thank you so much for that. And yeah, there really isn't too much to say. They're waiting for test results and waiting to try what they can try. And that's about all really I know, and that most anyone else really knows at this point. So I just gotta do one day at a time. One day at a time. But I am, for as much as all of this is going to be a stressful, crazy, whatever mess, I am excited to do this move. I think maybe the new place will be refreshing with different neighborhood, different view, different layout, and all that shit. For as much as I often say I'm not going to do it because then you have to take it all apart and down, whatever, I'm gonna put up a lot of art. Oh, because Saturday night, after doing all that riding around, I also did see the 4K restoration of Lucio Fulci's Zombie, which was awesome. That was awesome to see in 4K on the big screen. That was so cool. Did get some cool posters from that. So I have some neat posters that I'm gonna put up. So yeah, we'll be doing that. So that'll be at least pretty cool. Krista's roommate gets home next Tuesday after being in different hospitals for almost a month from his stroke. It's just brutal. It's just fucking brutal, man. Like, she's just fucking, it's exhausting. Mentally, physically, emotionally, that shit is just all exhausting. It's exhausting. Kurgan is here from Scio, Italy. Is that how you say it? Scio? Kurgan, good to see you, man. How you been doing? Kurgan, the man who has the absolute incredible music skill, who provides us with the music always at the beginning of our shows. It's all the way over there in Italy. I hope you were able to relax a little bit on your flight over there, some King Dinosaur reading. But great to see you, man. How are things going with you? How's Italy right now? How's the, I don't know, the weather and the vibe and everything else out over there? Hope you're doing well. So yeah, it's kind of a chaotic weekend, and this week and next week are gonna be real busy. Yeah, I can't even believe that that's gonna be next weekend. Now, not this coming weekend, but the next weekend to do all that stuff. Probably going to, I think, this week. I think maybe Thursday. I'm gonna try and take all my stuff down, start packing up everything up that's little stuff, and just get all that shit wrapped up, boxed away, put away. I'll just roll with one or two plates or something, you know, in the meantime. Shit, maybe I'll just buy some paper plates and cups. Fuck it, right? Yes, the man, the myth, the legend, Kurgan79. Kurgan79 says, great trip thus far. I've read up to Ashes in the King Dinosaur book. Awesome writing, King Dinosaur. Yes, right? It's so good. Such a good book. And by the way, I think you were also right, King Dinosaur, that last story, the monster in the meadow, definitely could feel a lot of you in that one. In that nostalgia heartstring sense, that was a difficult story to read, but you nailed the ending. You nailed the ending. The ending was kind of beautiful. And I will say that after I got to the end of that story, I was certainly like, man, I want more. Just give me more. So, dude, you got some skills, brother. So I hope you continue to write more. Whenever your next book comes out, we'll be first in line to snatch that up. So Black Cat says,
that's right, never mind anything again.
You know, like, but even just like moving a central stuff is a pain in the ass. I mean, like, I have fan here and the drive-in sign, and they've got like a toolbox and some stuff on a shelf. Like, that's pretty easy. Because I thankfully don't have that much stuff. I need to make sure I keep it that way just in case whatever shit happens, given this shit with my uncle. So, man, it's a big oof. Black Cat wants more stories too. See? Yeah. Give me more. All more stories. Kurgan also comments, the endings of these stories are great. The cockfight and 13 steps were surprising. Yeah, 13 steps. Any of that one was, I didn't really see that coming. It was not the way I thought that was going to go. It's not the way I thought that was going to go. It was, it's a shocker. Black Cat says, I've got one little box of special items I haven't even opened here. Waiting to take it wherever.
Just a piece of dead snake in there, and a rotted mouse, and I got some jewelry in there, and missing dead bugs.
close? Oh boy. Yowzers. Cheers to that. By the by, I'm slightly, I don't want to say disappointed, maybe disappointed, that nobody commented on this. And I imagine possibly the only people that there's like, well, maybe three or four people, but I'm surprised that nobody commented on this shit. These fucking wheat cups. Remember, I think we were talking about wheat cups? And I'm like, yeah, you know, the wheat cups. And the people are like, no, what are you talking about? Like, they're like made at the... I was like, no, they were like the disposable Dixie cups that had like wheat or like flowers or something on them. I'm pretty sure it's wheat. But those cups, dude, such a classic design. It, like bowling alley cups or the dusty baseball park where you go to the little concession stand and you get a slushy that's mostly melted, or a ring pop that you drop into the dust and then it's all fucking dusty and there's shit all over it. And then you gotta throw it away, and like old hot dogs and, you know, shitty local park concession stand food. And I feel like they always had these wheat cups. It was the same, like there was an ice cream shop called the Dairy Maid. Not the Dairy Queen, it was the Dairy Maid. And that was always the ice cream shop that my parents, you know, used to take us to. And they always had these wheat cups, the wheat on them. Barely boiled hot dogs on cold buns. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's a barely cooked hot dog. You're going to get diarrhea from it. Outside of that, there's usually not any substantial-esque food. You get that. You get a snow cone or a slush. Look at the grape slush. Fucking delicious. And then you just pound it down. You end up drinking all the flavor out of it. And then you just have like a cup of just shaved ice. And then you're constantly trying to get that last little layer out of there, but you can't because it's like super frozen. And it's basically like a solid block of ice at that point. And then you're like, man, if only there's more flavor in here that I could drink. Because now I'm just basically drinking slightly grape-tinged cold water. But the wheat cups, man. All about the fucking wheat cups. Makes me want to go to a bowling alley. There's a bowling alley right down the street from my new from this new place that I'll be renting. I think I'm going to go in there and just hang out there and do some bowling. But yeah, it was 100 degrees again here today. I was originally going to take my motorcycle to work, and I'm like, I don't think I've quite acclimated yet to this level of heat again. It kind of came out of nowhere. It was nice. It was like 80-esque, and now it's like over fucking 100 degrees. So that's why I've gone back to the do-rag, the cooling head wraps. I'll tell you, in a hot environment, especially if it's dry, they're almost like having a superpower. They work that well. Yeah, they get wrinkles and cracks in the wax when you held them too long. And then if you went to get water, you got something else in it, you'd go to pick it up. And because it was like soggy and had the cracks in it, it would like squish in your hand. And then the shit would like splash out of there, or you'd fucking drop it and it would make a mess. And that's why people then just fucking litter the cups all over the place. Miss those damn wheat cups. Ever since the wheat cups went away, I feel like things have just been kind of... I have to make a sound because people on the podcast can't hear this. Yeah, the bottoms fall off. You kind of push it with your finger, and then it gets a rip, and then it all leaks out. It gets all over your pants, and then you get in trouble because now you have grape slush or whatever all over your pants and dirt. Grape shit and dirt. You gotta get those wheat cups back. Krista comments, we're getting 75 about next Monday. Currently 35. That's cold. That's pretty cold. It's wild to think that right now our temperature today was triple that temperature. Whew. So we have another deep-ish topic to go over. But now after talking through the previous stuff, I kind of don't know if I want to delve into that. And I'm reconsidering. Don't necessarily know what I would talk about otherwise. But it was a fascinating little... I never would have thought about that. Never would have thought about that. That's interesting. We go... Well, because they're both kind of like entwined. Well, I'll tell you what, before I dive into that, if I decide to dive into it, anything else anybody else wants to share or dig into? Because otherwise, we can talk about whatever you want. You don't want to get too heavy. And one friend of mine, it's a good friend of mine, it was their birthday today. So, wherever you are out there, happy birthday to you. I still go back to that episode about the whole birthday thing and how it's such an interesting divide, I feel like, between men and women on birthday celebrations. Although, apparently, King Ruff went and he celebrated the shit out of his birthday. So, what do I know? Because maybe I'm just like, maybe if I pretend it didn't happen, it just won't happen. I mean, just skate by it, just sneak on out of there. It's not gonna happen. Well, here we go. So, in talking with a few people, I had an interesting. Oh, this fool's life says, I celebrated the shit out of my birthday. And Black Cat says,
I didn't.
Because I guess I'm always just like, I don't know what else to do. I mean, it's my party, whatever day. I'm like, I guess I could buy a cigar, do whatever, but like, it's almost like inviting people to a. It's like, yeah, it's your party though. It's not my birthday. And all day long for the past 4 days. I mean, good for you. Good for you for celebrating the fact that you're here and still here and having a blast. I applaud you. I applaud you for that. Christus says it's been ages since they've actually celebrated a birthday. I mean, I used to, yeah, kind of do it a little bit, whatever, there was some family, but being out here is a little bit of a nobody really knows. And what am I going to do? Run around and be like, hey, it's my birthday today. It's like, used to be, oh, and it was your birthday. If you run up to the ice cream truck and you tell them it's your birthday, you get a free ice cream. And I feel like once that cat got out of the bag, then they're like, yeah, but now he needs to see ID because otherwise every kid's just gonna run up here and say it's their birthday. Been driving around this fucking ice cream truck for the last how many hours? Need to get some fucking sales. Need to get some sales out here. I can't just be giving away all these overpriced ice creams and bum pops. Do you like bomb pops? Or maybe you'd prefer an orange sherbet push-up pop. We also have those in chocolate if you are a fan of chocolate. It's my little taste of some ice cream truck ASMR. Reverend Master's bought them push pops. He's in it. He wants a push pop. There's also, looks like we have a new flavor in. There's a strawberry swirl. These are made more with what looks to be like a yogurt, as well as a bubble gum pop. So if you'd like a little bit of some chewing gum, perhaps to take to the ballpark before you get your big league chew. I like big league chew. Nasty rainbow candy cane rocket. There's some of them that are really gross. I like the ones that, you know, it's like the SpongeBob or whatever, but it gets kind of melted and it just looks like this fucking hideous creature. or it's supposed to be like a frog pop or whatever, because the eyeballs are gumballs and they kind of melt. And it's like, just like this screaming face with its mouth all. Like, what happened to those? You had an ice cream place that sold those? Black Hat says,
I have good humor things. I had the chocolatey candy inside. Chocolate eclair.
Wait, chocolate eclair? They sell chocolate? Was it like at the Good Humor little truck? Or are you talking about like the, it's like a, it's like an ice cream bar and there's like the chocolate and like, it's like a textured crunchy thing. And then in the middle, there's like a chocolate. Is that what you're talking about? Krista says, I remember my first time in Florida back in 08. I was homeless, having to panhandle for money. I had a sign that said it was my birthday. I used it all month and just some random month. I mean, at that point, you got to do what you got to do to survive. So, yeah, the crunchy stuff with the candy inside. Yeah, you can get those at gas stations.
I didn't go to the gas station. Let me be okay. I don't want any of your fucking gas. I just want fucking ice cream. Mm-hmm.
What are those called? I know exactly what you're talking about, though. I like the strawberry ones. I like the strawberry, crunchy, candy, whatever. It's like gravel. It's like a gravel on it. And then the middle is like an extra delicious, like flavored ice cream. It is good. I feel like the Come and Go came and went because they're changing their name. Now I don't want to go to their stupid stores anymore. Zycolos stopping with a German Hawaiian aloha. How you doing, Zycolos? Good to see you. And now we're talking about ice creams. Talking about delicious ice creams at the ice cream truck. They also had chocolate malt cups. That's what I was thinking of. It was like a chocolate malt in a cup. And you'd get a little wooden spoon stick that you'd scoop it out of there and eat. I used to love those too. That was always delicious. I really did used to like the push-ups a lot too. Push-ups are good because you get the excitement of having to push a thing, and then afterwards you get the little plastic doodad. And if you get two of them, you can put that together, and then you have like the axle for a little car. And if you save them up in your room, even if they're slightly sticky, then you can eventually make a little car out of them. So yeah, I like the orange sherbet push-ups. Those are good. I like the chocolate malt cups. Occasionally you get a bomb pop, but I feel like those are always weird. And like when you, it just gave me a weird feeling thinking about if you like touch that with your teeth, it has this weird, like gritty kind of texture to it. And I feel like you'd always see kids getting those and they're gigantic, so they could never eat them fast enough. And then they would start melting and they would just turn themselves into this sticky fly trap of just sticky corn syrup shit all over themselves. Psychologist says, how are you guys? Kind of busy, kind of crazy. It's a wild, wild life. Holy crap, a couple years ago I was standing in line to an ice cream truck and said, forget it when you saw the prices. Yeah, it's probably, what, like $12 now? $12 for an ice cream? Fucking this fucking economy. Well, you're going to go up there. It used to be like, you get 75 cents or a dollar. Now it's probably like 10 bucks. Push-up pops with the ice cream came with the toilet paper rolls. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little toilet paper roll. Just coated in wax, like the Wheat Cups. And you just push on it and you get your treat. Although I remember you had to be careful because if you weren't getting the ice cream to come pushing up through it and you push too hard and it suddenly melted or slipped, you could suddenly find it flying out of the top of it and then would fall on the ground, and then you'd have no push-up pop. You'd have no ice cream treat, and your parents are probably not going to buy you a new one. Sometimes if the ice cream guy was nice and kids would drop it or whatever, they'd give him another one. But I'm sorry, man. This is all business. This is a professional business. We can't be giving out refunds and returns just because your dumb little kid dropped his fucking ice cream on the fucking ground. Sorry. Sorry. As a matter of fact, I'm also calling the police and I'm going to have you arrested for littering. That's what shit I am. I'm the ice cream man. Watch me when I'm passing by. You see, now all of my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one moment. Usually passing by just around 11 o'clock. Never stop. Usually passing by just around 11 o'clock. And if you let me cool you one time, you'll be my regular stop. All right, boys! I got one brown banana, Dixie cups, all flavors and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man. Never stop me when I'm passing by. You see, all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Yeah. One time. And then King Dinosaur rips it up. We can go on the road with this show if you want. You know, the Flintstone ones? Those are fucking good too. Yeah, fucking ice cream truck. I don't like buy that shit really for my house anymore. Like if I buy ice cream sandwiches, I'm probably just going to eat them for dinner every week. But if, you know, stop buying an ice cream from the ice cream truck. The foot means I'm kicking in the air. Yeah, with his karate kicks. Diamond Dave. Now summertime's here, babe. Need something to keep you cool. I said, summertime's here, babe, need something to keep you cool. Better look out now, baby, cigars got something for you. Let me tell you what it is. That song's fucking classic. There's also the ice cream man with Clint Howard, not Clit, Clint. Clint. Howard, Ron Howard's. If Ron Howard is adorable and wholesome looking, his brother is the opposite of that. not Clint. And he's in a movie called The Ice Cream Man, which is atrocious. But I do really like the scene where the FBI guy eats the eyeball out of the ice cream cone. That's pretty good. No one escapes from the ice cream, man. Have you ever seen Clint Howard? Do you know who I'm talking about? Have you seen this man? Let me show you. He's like a really nice guy. But yeah, that's Clint Howard, and the guy's been in just tons of fucking movies. Yeah, he was a cute, weird guy in Star Trek. I mean, it did make me laugh. You know, like you sign up the name Clint? No, Clint. That's what I said. Excuse me, sir. I'm going to have to ask you to keep this professional. But yeah, he's been on several Star Trek. He's in the original show. He was on, I think, maybe Next Generation, Deep Space Nine. Yeah, he does play a good creepo. Yeah, Stallone tied him up with Tango and Cash. He tied him up with his slinky because he threw his slinky on top of Sylvester Stallone's newspaper. And then Sylvester Stallone, tied him in knots with his slinky. But he does play a real good creepo. Not surprising. Oh, there's a picture of him and the ice cream man. Yeah. Uh, Yeah, this fucking. Is there a trailer for this? Here's the cover that I remember was this one. I remember seeing that in the video store and being like, what the fuck? Yeah, that's him from the original Star Trek. There's another one. Dude, he's been dude, the movies he's been in. Let's take a quick gander now that we're talking about Clint Howard. He's been an actor in 256 movies slash shows. Yeah, it's Ron Howard's brother, 1,000%. And he used to get his brother, Clint, in like everything that he did. But man, yeah, he goes all the way back to fucking 1963. Bonanza, Star Trek, Laredo, the Red Skeleton. I used to always think his name was Red Skeleton, the Red Skeleton Hour. What a stupid name to name him Red, because like then you're just gonna think, oh, you're Red Skeleton? No, Skeleton. Mod Squad, yeah, geez. He's in the movie Splash. He was in that movie, yeah, Evil Speak, Happy Days. Look at all the shit that he's been in. Freeway, Tango and Cash, Disturbed, Backdraft, The Rocketeer, I was in Seinfeld, Carnosaur, Leprechaun, Forced to Kill, Deep Space Nine, Fist in the North Star, Ice Cream Man, Apollo 13, that show Silk Stockings, The Outer Limits. He was in Humanoids from the Deep, but the TV movie, not the good one. The movie is fucking legit. But yeah, look at all of the shit that he has been in. He's been in just tons of stuff. Tons of stuff. I wanted to see if there was any other trivia. Let's read, see if we can find. So yeah, he's born in 1959. He is Ron Howard's younger brother. He's been 17 films directed by his brother. Let's see. He was a pitcher in the varsity baseball team in 1977. He's enjoyed golf and played 150 rounds a year before getting a hip replacement, and now makes snow globes in his free time. It is wild. Darcy from The Last Drive-In is a huge Clint Howard fan, and yeah, went to see his snow globe collection. Do they have pictures of him? Want to see if they have any pictures of his snow globes. Clint Howard snow globes on Etsy. Dude, does he have like a whole store on there? Clint Howard snow globes. These don't look like they're really his. But maybe they are. Is this fucking real? I like this cigar store one. That's kind of creepy. Clint Howard's not okay, so that's not his. That's just like a. I wanted to see if there was like a Clint Howard store. This is bullshit. This is just classic web trash search where it just showed me that. But it's not like really his stuff. But yeah, apparently he loves snow globes. You can kind of see the resemblance. He looks like a big badass in this picture. Yeah. Let's see if we can find a picture of him and his brother side by side. Okay, Kirkin says, time to meet my colleagues for breakfast. Great to see everyone flying to Frankfurt, Germany this afternoon. Zykolos, Kirkin's going to be there. So if you suddenly feel like, man, I feel like super powerful, that's because Kirkin's in town. Kirkin is going to be in town. He's going to be there in Germany. So best be on your best behavior. You don't want to be on the wrong side of one of the Highlanders. But yeah, there's the two of them. So yeah, it's wild. Brothers, right? Who even knew? Well, obviously they knew. Yeah, I think Wednesday we'll talk more about the other topic that I was going to talk about. Instead, let's just drink more of this drink. Oh, that the doctor from Voyager. That guy's been in a horrendous amount of stuff too. A lot of those people that are in those shows, like Jeffrey Combs, that guy's been in so many fucking movies and shows and shit too. Like, he just shows up everywhere. But yeah, Kirkin, good to see you, man. Hope the rest of your trip goes well. Safe travels. And thanks again, always, for the music at the beginning of the show. Adds a certain punch. That couldn't have done it without you. So here's a cheers to Kirkin. Here's a cheers to all the rest of you. Can't believe it's already 10 o'clock. I need to probably make sure I get myself some rest today because I did not sleep good last night. Need to get some sleepy sleeps. I'm trying to save up 5K points. I got to make sure they're not here. Okay, good. It doesn't look like he's here. I'm saving up points for Shorty Straw's show because he has a redemption for watching a weird YouTube video. And now that I've found it, I need that 5K points because I'm 1,000%. Yeah, who's not here now? Who's not where whom? Shit, Desi's butt's creeping around. Desi's butt's just creeping around in here. Where'd you come from? Hey, where'd you come from? Someone said you're naming it three times in the mirrors in the dark. Yeah, you, Shorty, the, isn't here because he's getting the Nipples Man video. He's getting the Juice Head remix. I feel like that's gonna make some waves. The what? Well, Desi, do you want to see? Yeah, the Nipples Man video. You have not seen that? How many points do you have, Black Cat? Like fucking 400,000? Yeah, that guy. The dude that looks like the cooked sausage. Right. That dude. 267,000. If I had that amount of points, we'd be a fair portion of the way through to getting Derek Danzig to change his name to Polly Tubbs. They five coin and coney points to see it or not see it. We play it right now if you want. I need to do more redeems. I am going to do that when we get to the other place. I have some ideas for some stuff that we will do. I may try and even have, like, maybe I'll make it 200,000 points, but that will be a, if you want, an extra half hour to an hour or another night of a show. Maybe we will do that as well. Yeah, I was gonna say, Desi, how could you not have seen that? You want to do the juice man and then the mega pint? All right, we can do that. We can do that and then and for the evening. Mean, I guess here's what we can do. Here's what we could do. We can. Which one do you want first? Part of me almost wants to make a poll and be like, which one do we do or not do? But still love the Pat guy's reaction from the chat. Check out these nipples, man. All right. For those of you who are listening to this as a podcast, I'm not going to subject you to that noise. So for you, we will go ahead and call it a night and say stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit. Make sure you get yourself some rest.